This is live from Studio A. We're thrilled to have Dave Rave and the Governors, or Craig Tekin, join us here again on KUMD. They visited us at the beginning of the year. You might have heard or checked it out online. And now they're swinging through Minnesota for a week of shows. Tonight they're playing at Taste of Ely on the deck at 6 o'clock. They're playing in Virginia, Minnesota on Thursday at 7 at the new 218. And then a big hurrah down in Minneapolis at the Harriet Tap Room with Eddie and the Blaze Kings, Lolo's Ghost, Old Yeller. It's exciting. And we want to welcome Dave Rave to the studio. Hey, good
afternoon. How are you doing?
Afternoon.
Good to be here. Thank you for inviting us to your audience today.
And Craig, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's kick it off with a tune, and then we'll chat a little.
All righty.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll do Dave Rave, for those who don't know, is a Canadian punk legend. lived in New York for a long time, but his original group from the 70s, which was produced by Daniel Lanois, their first single, I think it was Out the Door, right?
That's right, man,
and
yeah.
The Shakers are doing a reunion in Canada.
That's right.
July?
Yeah, July 11th and 18th. So we'll do a tune. Should we do one now then? Should we start off with that?
Let's do Out the Door.
Yeah. Spent the day around the house just to listen to the radio play. I went up to throw a smoke, but I was out another pack again. Held you out of the sack, but when I got back, you were out the door. Tied the dog up in the yard when it's on and turned on the TV. There was a story about a girl who left the guy the same as me. But they never told him why she left the poor guy go out the door. I was looking just as far as I can see. You usually say goodbye when you go. You ask me why, I say I don't know now.
Get the reason why I should go. Take the pills and leave me alone, oh baby. I don't know. Make the decision, criticize. Seems like a prize fighter, right? See how it goes. There's a long way to go, and I'm feeling slow. Well, it was a late one Saturday night, and the feeling it was right. I don't know which way to go.
You know you go and you can do your own medley, right?
Take my advice, all you got, don't ever let your girl free. Keep her tied to the bed and keep her on the lock and key. Keep him where he belongs, he will never do you wrong. Go out the door.
Dave,
there you go.
Yeah, hey.
That was a medley of our hit. Yeah, that was Out the Door mixed in with a song from the Governors.
From the first record.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Duluth, and welcome to the Northland. Well, Dave, tell us where you're from, and how did you come all the way here?
Okay, well, I'm from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, which is a steel town. And it's right in between between Toronto and Buffalo and Niagara Falls. So I was always very close to the United States because we had Buffalo Radio, and Niagara Falls was really close. So, and in the 70s. I started performing, and I got involved with punk rock, and I was in two bands. One was Teenage Head, which was sort of Canada's, they always called it Answer the Ramones, but there was a lot. So it was very true, I quote, parallel time. And then I had another band, which would be similar to the Shakers, which is like Elvis Costello, that style, Nick Lowe, Graham Parker, more pub rock. So it kept me pretty occupied till the end of the 80s, and then 90s, I got adventurous, and I ended up in New York City. And I ended up with a girl named Lauren Ignelli from a group called the Washington Squares. And they were quite a popular folk rock revival band in the 80s. And then and our drummer was Billy Ficca from the infamous band Television, which was one of the founders of punk rock, too. So it was a really nice way of getting into New York City, and I did that for a long time. And then I came here. I was doing a show in New York City, and Tom Cook, who's the drummer, part of the Governors, saw me perform on a bill that he was on and said to me, anytime you ever want to come to Minnesota, I'll take care of you.
So you're still in New York?
Yeah, I'm still between New York. I'm really, now, be honest, I'm everywhere. I'm on the road.
Nice.
I'm sort of NFA. I'm no fixed address. Yeah, I was just in Sweden for the first time. And I was in England every year. And so I sort of keep myself between on the road and...
How nice is it to get back to these players and be in Minnesota?
Well, the Governors is part of my life now. It's a big part of my life because we've now made two records and we're on our way now to meet Rich Matson to start number three. It's in between our shows, right, Craig?
Yeah. We'll play in Ely tonight from 6 to 9 at Taste of Ely out on the deck, and it should be a beautiful night. And then a couple days of recording. We tracked eight new songs in January. So Rave comes twice a year. He comes for a week in January.
So in this one here we have in my hand, this is the Sweet American Music.
Yeah.
That's,
brand new.
That's your second.
Yes.
Very cool.
What happened is one time we were doing a show at the entry.
7th Street entry.
Yeah, 7th Street entry. And I don't know why the conversation came up, but everybody said Craig came up, was talking about it with a bunch of people, and got a one day go up to Rich Matson's place, and so Craig arranged it and has really in a lot of ways produced and overseen this whole project. He's the one that puts it all together, you know. He's between myself and Rich and the guys, he's the main man here.
Well, so now you must look forward to coming up and to Sparta and doing these recordings.
It's amazing, you know.
Yeah, it's Rich Matson. He's got a great studio, and you're there, you know. You're not going out to eat, you're not going back to the hotel, you're not going back to your girlfriend or your...
You stay right in his
church.
You're
staying in the old church. He took a church and made it into a studio. And
right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, we wake up in the morning. It's like almost ideal. You know, you pick up your guitar and, you know, if you have a lick, which we always tend to have, it's like all of a sudden we can record it, which is usually when you write a song, you have to wait, you know, 6 months, maybe a year before you get even a chance to look at it. But it's fresh. It's right there. You put down your initial, everybody jumps in on it, suggesting. And that's the best way to work. It's like having your own big tape recorder. Mm-hmm. In your back pocket, but it's this incredible studio.
Right, and you know, plus you're playing these shows right as you're going to record, so it kind of keeps you fresh and thinking and what you're playing. So some of these tunes, are you playing while you're out, the ones from the Sweet American Music? Are you moving on to what you might be recording this?
Well,
is that tricky?
We don't know the new songs yet.
Not yet. You know, we barely get to know each one before we got into the next one. You see, Craig's a slave driver. He's, okay, we've got that recorded now. Let's record. But we haven't even learned. Nope, there's more. We got to keep writing. I love it, though. It's because it keeps us,
we'll be
our toes.
We'll be doing about half the record on these three shows with the new record. And then Saturday with the big extravaganza in Minneapolis with the whole Yeller, Rich Matson's band, one of his bands, and the great James Loney and Lolo's Ghost and Edie and the Blaze Kings, Doug Collins. It's a full night of music, and it gets off early down in Minneapolis, starts at 6.
Oh, very
cool.
It's
a tap room, you know.
Right.
Down 31st in Minnehaha, close to the Targetto.
Right. Well, how fun. So I was going to ask how you met Rich, but we kind of went through that. I know. Go figure.
Yeah, the first time I met Rich, you know, back in the 90s, you know, with his band, the Glenn Russells, and then he was always a sound guy at the 400 Bar, the Turf Club, and different bands I was playing in, and ran into him in Jamaica once, and I was just getting out of my... I was just getting out of the, the full-on slicks for scuba diving. I'm like, hey.
I know you.
Yeah, I know you.
You're from Minnesota.
Yeah, and said, someday we'll get to record. And then he used to have a studio in Minneapolis, and then he built the one up here because he's from Eveleth originally.
Yeah, and
so,
everywhere
about 10 years ago.
Everywhere I go, if I'm talking to anybody about, I'm coming to Minnesota and I'm going up, everybody knows Rich. So it's he's like one of the, it's the currency between, like, you know, if you have, if you're wearing a shirt, like if I'm wearing one of my shirts and somebody asks me, hey, have you been, you know, and I always say Rich, and it's usually the middle ground. It's like everybody knows each other. It's like a spoke in the wheel, you know. Mm-hmm. It's,
well,
good.
Yeah, well, let's hear another tune. Are we going to hear something from Sweet American Music? Or
do you want to do an original? I'll do another song.
Actually, since we're prepared for this, we'll do something that Raver recorded in Paris, right?
Yeah.
A years ago.
Yeah, I did the last studio album I'd done before, the one with the Sweet American Music. I recorded it pretty well all over different parts of the world. Cause it's, and I cut it in London, England, and in Paris, and written with a British fella named Simon, who's a perfect Simon. He's truly a Simon.
If like, you're going to have a British guy,
yeah,
he's
got
to
be
Simon.
And the key in this song is to show that, see, you know how you're sitting across writing? If Craig and I were writing this song, he would suggest coffee, but because he's British, tea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hello, tea. What would you like to do with this girl, when you meet this Anne Marie, Simon? Go for a cup of tea. And I went, oh, of course. So we're going to do this one. It's called Anne Marie. Let's have a cup of tea.
That's right.
Hey, Anne Marie, look what you're doing to me. I want you over for tea, and there ain't room for three. Hey, Anne Marie. Hey, Anne Marie. Hey, Anne Marie, I got a new melody, but you're better at lyrics than me. Let's write a song and see.
Saw you riding on your bicycle. I thought I met you before. Won't you come knocking to my door
and I can see you some more? Get together and see. I finish work at 3, but tell me when you're free. Hey, Anne Marie.
I know you're out there, Anne Marie.
Hey, Anne Marie.
You're not fooling me this time. Keep boiling.
Hey, Anne Marie. There you go.
103.3 KUMD. This is live from Studio A with Dave Rave. If you just tuned in, it's 2:15 and love live music on the radio. Dave Rave and Craig Teekin. Did I get that right?
It's Teekin.
Teekin.
Teekin's fine.
I write it
I'm
down.
Not
think I like I'll get it. And then
Craig T.
Craig T. Man works.
Craig T.
Good job,
like
man.
Hey, what's up, man?
It's good.
Cowboy.
It's good to be here today.
Great to be in Duluth. You've been in Duluth. Yeah. You were here in January.
Yeah.
Recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do people have to look forward to? So there's more players in the Governors. If it's Dave Rave and the Governors.
There's a lot of Governors.
There's a lot of Governors.
Because, you know, they get changed. Every year, we have, every couple of years, an election. Different governors come in and go.
Right now we're the incumbents. We're just
the incumbents.
I think I just found the perfect guy to be the fifth guitar player.
Oh, really?
This last week, yeah.
Oh, sweet. It's
Jeff Schuler. Yeah. We have four guitar players. So
we really need
an orchestra.
A fifth. We all play the same part,
yeah,
too. Which
David
K. Loy really
and Tom Cook and Jermaine Gamberling sings backup on stuff, and Edie Ray sings on the stuff as well. So we got a full rock and roll circus.
And Tommy Cook on the kit.
Chad
Mattag
on
wrong,
bass.
Man. Yeah. But, you know, we're always so busy. Like, this is, like, great because both Craig and I have, like, careers working in producing, too. Like, Craig just produced a record with Edie, which is called...
Lucky Star.
Lucky Star. And I just worked with an artist named Haley Rose, a Canadian girl. And so we're doing different things. So this is, when we get to do this, is like fun too for us. You know, like our projects sort of eventually interconnect with each other. And Rich, his group, North Stars.
Yeah, Rich Matson and the North Stars.
Have a new record out now too, right?
Yep. Rich's record is wonderful.
And you're part of that?
They did a song that we wrote.
Which was really
Raven
thrilling,
song,
yeah.
Called Everything Has Been Done. So that's always the coolest when you get to listen to somebody else do your song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we stay active, you know.
Who's the writer? Who's writing the songs?
All of us
together, mostly. And then the other guys chime in, but...
Who's the three of us? You, Craig,
Rich,
and Dave, and Rich.
Yeah, you know, we both, I think all three of us are writers separately on our own. You know, like we co-write and do our own stuff. And I always say it's amazing because you're getting three, you get like almost you get a supermind because you get your, what I would think would be a good idea. And then he comes up with something I would never think of. And then Rich will come up with something that I couldn't do because he's that good a guitar player. And so putting all three together... It's wonderful for me because you get something that you'd never come up with. And then you have also the other guys, like Tags, the bass player, is very good too. So he'll come up with a part, add it on, say, well, why don't you go here?
Especially lyrics, it really helps when, you know, you got three, four people writing lyrics. It's really nice because a lot of times if you're a songwriter by yourself and you're in your bedroom, you could sit there on a verse for...
Yeah,
rhyming. 3 months.
Oh,
what
rhymes with that orange?
Yeah, you know. And then, but if there's another person, go go this way with it, you know. And that helps out a lot.
I love it
to do it fast because we are limited on time. We get them 2 weeks a year.
So. Yeah, and we basically get 2 days to write all the songs, so we have to do it. But it's exciting too because you have to. One of the things I always say people like why they like the 60s music and the 50s music, and maybe even some of the 70s music too, is that it wasn't labored, even though it was labored. Like, it wasn't not crafted, like, but they left, you'll hear great records and you'll hear weird stuff on it because they didn't have time to be anal about it. But that's what you'll end up liking about those records, a little time when the mic pops or the little weird stuff on the guitar they left in, you know? So that's which is fun about this. It keeps that spirit, you know, you have to go for it.
So you're in the midst of just looking forward to an amazing kind of a creative burst here, working together.
Yeah. Well, we wrote two new ones last night. Yeah. So we started two.
That's
new
why
ones
we can. Need, that's why we. It really was bad when Greg.
When I rolled over
my Tim Martin.
We call it Radio Rave. Everywhere he goes, he's the only one in the world that travels with cassettes.
Yeah, still on the
Walkman.
One left. Yeah.
He's the only one left. And so he's out there with his thing, and I wrote.
Drove over.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
No, it's not your fault at all. It was just the tape deck fell out of my car,
and I ran over it.
So now we have to find something new to write on.
So you guys are on a journey, fantastic journey.
I guess it is.
Yeah, up to Ely tonight.
It's a journey. It's sweet American music.
Yeah,
that's why the record's called Sweet American Music because we were both talking about it, like we sort of make this North American music, but you can really call it American music because that's really what the world calls it.
We feel more Canadian here anyway.
Yeah.
So,
but it's all of it, right?
Well, it's good to point out it's some sweet American music.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the name of the album: Dave Raven, the Governors, and Sweet American Music. I got it in my hands. They're going to work on a third album. So it's so exciting to have you here in the studios and in the Northland.
Thank you.
Let's hear another tune. And so great to have you.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
What are we going to hear?
I guess we should play Sweet American Music, right?
Sure,
off the record.
Sure.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Raven, live from Studio A.
All right. So we're going to do, are we going to play the album or are we actually going to play it live?
Play it live.
Oh, live.
Oh, whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah. Whatever you got. We got time for one more song out of
it. Oh, we do. Okay.
You don't have to play that song.
Okay. Well, then why do you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe you should play the record. Play that
no,
song.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Oh, we can always squeeze it in here before the end.
Okay.
I'll pop it open.
What can we do then? We're almost prepared.
We're almost prepared.
That's going to be our new song. We're almost prepared. We're almost prepared. I even changed my underwear.
Had a fresh shave.
Went for a shave.
Missing buttons on there. I'm almost
Let's
prepared.
Keep it clean. Let's keep it clean.
See, we're writing songs now. Yeah,
you can stay
clean. We're staying clean because we washed.
Why don't you do Wake Up Song? This
okay.
Can you do that? This is from the first Dave Rave and the Governor's Record Ashtray Makeup.
Would you do it again? Could you really depend on that knowing? Would you have to depend that be the end of this story? It would be so nice to tell you how much I have in mind. It would be so nice to show you that one thing's truly fine. Would you do it again? Could you really depend on not knowing? Would you turn into them, a silly old man, so much knowing? It's not a sing-along, it's a wake-up song. Time to go again, my trouble friend. It's a wake-up song. It would be so nice to show you that what I have in mind. It would be so nice to tell you that one thing's truly fine. It's not a sing-along, it's a wake-up song. Time to go again, my trouble friend. It's a wake-up song. Time to go again, my troubled friend. It's a wake-up song.
Dave Rave and the Governors here live from Studio A. Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's so good to be here.
We'll have a wonderful tour through Minnesota here this
wonderful.
Week.
Wonderful. Thank you for letting us come here and and play some songs and hang out.
And we'll come play Duluth next January.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll be back.
That'll be great. Mm-hmm. This is 103.3 KUMD, Dave Rave, and their latest release, Sweet American Music, playing tonight at A Taste of Ely out on the deck, starting at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9. And that is all part of their Tuesday night live summer music series, kind of every Tuesday. Some great music out on the deck up in Ely. Thursday, playing in Virginia at the new 218, 7 o'clock. and then a big hurrah at the Harriet Tap Room in Minneapolis, down at 31st and Minnehaha, Edie and the Blaze Kings, the Lowe's Ghost, Old Yeller. So much fun with them having it live from Studio A. Dave Rabe, you can always check this session out online at KUMD.org if you missed part of it. And a big thank you to everyone who helped produce Live from Studio 8, Christine Dean, Mike Nowitzki, Aaron Welch, and myself, Maya Jensen. This is Live from Studio 8 on 103.3. Thanks for listening.